Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, May 15th. We are reading some wonderful passages today, and each of them has something to say about prayer. But before we get started with our passages today, we need to go into our memory verse. Sorry, I haven't done it much this week. It's from John chapter 10, verse 14. And Jesus is speaking here. He says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Let's try it one more time. "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." We know the Lord because we can understand His voice most clearly in the Scriptures. So let's turn to Luke chapter 9, starting with verse 28, and we'll go through verse 36. We're reading about the Transfiguration again, but this time in a different gospel. And as I read it and pondered it, I was struck by the fact that the reason Peter and James and John are taken up onto the mountain with Jesus is to pray. He is setting for them an example of the importance of prayer. About 8 days after these things, he took along Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face became different, and his clothes became white and gleaming. And behold, two men were talking with him, and they were Moses and Elijah, who, appearing in glory, were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions had been overcome with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who were standing with him. And as these two men were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here, and let's make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah," not realizing what he was saying. But while he was saying this, a cloud formed and began to overshadow them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And then a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and reported to no one in those days any of the things which they had seen. There's so much here in this passage, but what I want to remind us of is Jesus is trying to get the disciples ready for his departure. And he is making it very clear, and the Father is making it very clear, that Jesus is different than Moses and Elijah. Jesus is the sinless Son of God. Let's turn on over now to Mark chapter 14, verses 12 through 26. The title in the New American Standard Bible is "The Last Passover." On the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover lamb was being sacrificed, his disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of the disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he himself will show you a large upstairs room, furnished and ready. Prepare for us there." The disciples left and came to the city and found everything just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he came with the 12, and as they were reclining at the table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you that one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be grieved and to say to him one by one, "Surely not I." But he said to them, "It is one of the 12, the one who dips bread with me in the bowl. For the Son of Man is going away, just as it is written about him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then the title says, The Lord's Supper. While they were eating, he took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take it. This is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine again until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast that each of the passages has to do with prayer. Where did we find prayer in this passage? When Jesus is talking about the Lord's Supper, the bread and the wine, he blesses each of them. Notice, it says he took some bread and after blessing it, he broke it and gave it to them. Then with the cup, he says he gave thanks. I just was so struck by the fact that in each of these passages, we're reminded of the importance of prayer and thanksgiving. And I don't think it's by chance that we are reading about the Lord's Supper on a Thursday before we will share together in the Lord's Supper at Mount Brook Baptist on Sunday. And when we do, when we take that bread, we can remember that it is a picture of Christ's body, which is given for us. And when we drink the cup, we can know that it represents the blood of Christ, and it represents the new covenant that we have in Jesus, that he is giving us a new heart when we believe in him. Now let's move on over to our last passage, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. And you guessed it, this one has to do with prayer as well. "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." After reading this passage, I just want to pray, Lord, make our prayers pure, because we know deep down that we have a lot of work to do in our spirit, but we want the Lord to hear our prayers, and we want him to be delighted in us. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Do you remember what the disciples did with Jesus after they took the Lord's Supper? They sang a hymn. Last night, the children's choirs gave a spring concert where they sang many hymns and songs to the Lord. And I wanted to end the podcast with a little bit of one of them. These are the lyrics. "God is working on me so that I may be the masterpiece I was created to be. God began it. God will complete it. This good work being done in me. God will make me a masterpiece, the masterpiece I was created to be." As we reflect on these passages, we're reminded of the importance of prayer, the importance of singing to the Lord and about the Lord, and we're reminded of the importance of remembering Christ's sacrifice through the Lord's Supper. Will you pray with me? Lord, we want to have a pure heart before you. So we ask for you to create a new heart in us. Make us a people who are not easily offended. Help us to turn the other cheek. Help us to have words that are full of grace and truth. And help us to be a people who constantly seek to know you. Lord, we want to be a masterpiece, but we know it takes work. And we ask, Lord, that you would do the transformation in us. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.